Welcome to Balls in a Sleeve podcast. I'm Sam Anderson. I'm with Steve Johnston. PGA Advanced?
Correct.
Perfect. Schoolboy error.
I know.
We're live, and you've not got a beer in your hand.
Are we live already, are we?
I've started recording, even though you're not in the room.
Well, I'm downstairs in the kitchen.
He turns up to do the podcast without a beer.
Arf. I know, that's awful. Sorry about that. So, I'm on my way back up.
Good. This is
good. Breath.
You shouldn't be. You've been running this week.
I know. My running's been off, on fire this week. Hold on, let me get back up here.
Okay.
Just chat amongst yourselves. Sorry.
Might as well just play with myself. No, speak to myself.
Yeah, you're allowed to play the one ball. It's all right.
Okay.
Right, we're back. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Ching, ching.
Right, okay. We can start now. We're already right, started, but we're ready to go.
Whew. Right, what's new? What's fresh? What have we up to?
Same old. Biking, work,
mm-hmm.
Playing with tech. That's it. Loads of biking, though. Been smashing the walk bike.
I know you have. Tell us all about that. How many miles you done? How many calories you burnt? What you been eating?
Oh.
How's the mind? How's the legs? How's the flag?
It's good. I did a good bike on Friday. I attempted three Alps. Alp de Zwift. So it's basically like Alp d'Huez, but virtual. So I managed to get up and down three times, which took 4.5 hours.
Which is good.
A bit tender on the arse is a bit tender just now.
I can imagine. So is that, do you go up the same Alp three times or is it three different Alps?
Straight to the top, turn, let the bike spin down. I went and changed my clothes because I was sweating more than Rick in a bunker.
Yeah, well that's bad.
That's very bad.
I've got an image.
But that's good. There's a challenge in mind, so it's just it's flicking that switch in the head that just folk might not understand how you could sit on a static bike for 4.5 hours.
That's your thing. You love that. That's aye. Brilliant. Fuck. And you take food on there?
Aye. Malt loaf. Aye. Sorine. So I sliced the sorine lengthways.
Right, okay.
Into three. So the top layer has jam. Mm-hmm. And the bottom layer has peanut butter. Stick it back together. Then you cut it in half. Then you cut it into quarters. So you've got wee bite size. Bits of sorine with jam and peanut butter. Technical.
It is technical. I mean, anybody else would just make a peanut butter sandwich and move on.
I think I'm going to have to get pizza though for the big one. If I'm going to try and go longer, I'm going to need to get the old pizzas back on the go for fuel because the sweet stuff just kills you after 5 hours. You need some savoury.
Mm-hmm. Something to keep you going for longer term.
What about you though? You started running.
I've been running, so today was day nine. Nine days on the bounce. I think that's right, day nine. I'm just opening this up. Right, day nine. Today was good. Day four, we chatted about it, and day four we had a nightmare. And I told you that I came off, I finished my run, I wasn't enjoying it at all. Had enough, I wasn't going to hang the trainers up, but I was fucking close to it.
The dummy was spat.
It was. I was like, this is pish.
That was a four-putt day.
A total four-part day. And then I thought, right, okay, that's fine. So obviously I'm trying to do 30 minutes a day for 30 days in a row. Day nine. Today was my best yet. Today's workout, let me just check this out. So today I managed to run 5.77 kilometres at an average pace of 5.25 per kilometre.
Good.
Which was good. I mean, it's compared to the stuff you do, it's nothing. But for me, that was quite good. And I was below 6 minutes every K. So I was like 5:14 for my fastest K, which was my fifth K. So it just shows you. I don't know what's happened in the last 3 days. I've managed to go non-stop, no walking, no breaking in between. Just get the head down, get the music on shuffle, as you said. So psychologically in a better place. I know I'm going back to work on Friday with golf as well. So I'm feeling good for that. So maybe just the mind's pushed me through, but today was just an absolute breeze. I just spun it out, no more. And I did my 30 minutes, my normal sort of 5 and a bit K or whatever it is that takes you back to the house. And of course, my alarm hadn't gone off to say 30 minutes yet, so I had to run past the house. So I was away, I did my loop, but I kept going. I was like, when am I going to stop? It was great. But then I thought I could keep going and do 6, 7, 8 K. Then I thought, that's not the idea, because if I tire myself out too much, tomorrow might not be as good a day, and it kind of takes me away from what the goal is for the 30 days. So I thought, no, I'll just do my 30 minutes, or 31 minutes, 18 to be precise, 5.77 and stop. Boom, stop. And then turned the machine off and then just sort of had a wee jog back. But nah, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Loving it.
Good.
Loving it.
Good.
Last night, though, as you know, with our interactive quiz that we had.
Aye.
Cosmopolitan.com.
He comes up. family quiz. I've got a family quiz. Let's go. Aye, so. Aye. Where'd you get the quiz, Steve? Cosmopolitan. What the fuck are you doing on Cosmopolitan?
I'm a man of the world.
Agent Provocateur, so I could understand, but no Cosmopolitan.
Oh, anyway, I'm a bother, dude. So last night we had a few beers doing that, and then after we finished that and we put the phone down or whatever, I had a few whiskies afterwards as well. So I had four or five beers last night and 3 house measured whiskies. I don't know if that's anything to do with the running.
Helps you. Told you. That's I've told you. It works.
You just run off the fuzzy head.
You didn't feel the pain.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe it's not clear enough to go, you're actually in pain here, mate. Your mind's just like, carry on.
That's why I've got to drink when I play golf, because I play with Rick and Andy. Dulls the pain.
That's why. I've had a right good night out the night before.
But we're pish. Right, we're tangent off.
Right, so we're a golf podcast, remember?
Yes, back to golf. Golf was live last week.
Golf was live last week. We had Dustin Johnson and Rory McIlroy against Matt Wolff and Ricky Fowler.
Wolff.
Did you watch it right to the end?
Wolff. I turned off at 16, I think. It was okay. It was good to see golf. Still, yep. The par was pish.
There wasn't a par.
You would have thought, like, they're all mic'd up. They should have been ripping each other and having a wee bit of banter. And
Rory tried that on the first or second green or something. He talked about how he'd won 2 FedExes at 25. And I thought, that's good. Aye. Nobody even reacted to it. No. They just walked away. I was like, where's the chat? Where's the banter?
And that Wolff nicked my pump action.
All right.
That's my move.
That is. Your pump, your impact. It's called impact fix. You get into your impact position and then take the swing and return back to that position.
I'm going to try that when I'm playing now.
You Why
see
not?
How he hits the ball?
He rips it. That's brilliant. His coach, George Gankis, so he does that. He does a lot of... he puts people into the... How do you word that? He put you into an incorrect postural position. Or an exaggerated, he might make you stand up really tall, for example, address. And then when you take the club back, so impact, you're then going to react to the fact you were standing too tall to begin with. So your body's going to turn, you're going to get a bit of side bend and get you into a good impact position because he's taking you from an extreme address position. And he's done that with Matt Wolff, so he's got him into impact position. And then he takes the club back mega, mega steep. So no matter what action he has on the way down, he's always going to look flat, turns the body back through to that impact position, bang. Longest drive.
Oh.
$400,000.
It was like you're thinking Rory or Dustin, and he just ripped it another 20 past him or something.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Right. Dustin, did they look interested, did they?
He looks like he's been liking lockdown. He's eating all the pies.
Aye. He's put a bit of weight on now. But I got the impression that I just think his heart was in that.
No.
It was almost like, I mean, some guy like Matt Wolff had a shot to a green. Matt's ball's still in the air.
He's walking away.
Johnson, well, he pulls the trigger, he hits his own shot. He's not even waited on Matt Wolff's ball landing.
Oh, I never seen that one.
When they cut back to him quite a few times, he'd already hit, or he was on his follow through, or his impact, or something. He wasn't waiting his turn. It was almost like, okay, I've got to do this, let's get it on. It's like, there's no crowd, there's no atmosphere, I don't know. He just seemed as though he wasn't at the races.
Mm-hmm.
But
some
it was
of
good
it,
seeing him.
One thing I didn't notice, Rory's wedge play was really good.
Mm-hmm. Aye.
He's got his he's on form for the
Masters November.
Mm. Are we going?
Well, we've been invited.
Huh?
I think we should probably turn up, eh?
If we're allowed to.
We'll get out for that, surely. Nicola Sturgeon will turn around and go, okay, wait, now it's Masters is on. Let's change a few rules here.
especially if the boy's balls in a sleeve.
That's it. That's it. Big invite onto the practice fairway. We'll be there. let's go back to that golf for a wee second. It was quite good seeing them carrying their clubs.
Carrying clubs, shorts on. Aye.
Shorts on's a win.
How many times, though, did they walk away from their back on the tee?
Aye, it's just walking away. Oh, I better get my clubs. Aye, welcome to the real world, mate.
Johnson Mark and his boy in the green with a tee.
I know.
That was brilliant.
Pops it in.
That was brilliant.
Good seeing them with shorts on. Shorts is good. I don't know why. We were the same. We have PGA in Great Britain and Ireland. They don't let us play with shorts on at our level, tartan tour level. Why not? I mean, golf's a sport. Why not play with shorts on? Why don't they allow that? I just don't get it.
Is there a reason?
No, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Don't know what the reason is. I mean, the women can play with shorts on. Why can't the men just fire a pair of shorts on and go for it? It looked absolutely fine. Golf tonight.
Where is it tonight?
Tonight's in America. We've got Tiger Woods against Phil Mickelson. Did you get my text?
I did. Aye, I seen it.
Aye, so it's live on CNN in the UK to watch, 8 o'clock tonight. So that'll be a similar sort of thing. So we've got Tiger against Phil. Tiger's partnered up with Peyton Manning. He's a quarterback for an Indianapolis Colts, or he was. And Phil's paired up with Tom Brady, who was, or maybe still is, the quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So that'll be quite interesting. So I'm assuming that's the same sort of idea, carrying clubs and out doing their own thing.
Tiger better watch his back.
How's that?
Carrying his in back.
Oh, he's back, right? Aye, there. Maybe he'll have a trolley. He'll have a power caddy.
You've got to keep yourself for the three majors this year. My bet's still on.
It's not happening. How do we get our money back from that? Betfair, how do you get the money back?
I don't know.
Must be a way. Must be a way. Anyway, that'll be good tonight. I think there'll be more banter than that. Because there's a couple of guys that don't golf.
Aye.
And aren't golfers, you know. So I think won't be quite as serious. There's always a bit of jip between Phil and Tiger. So that'll be quite good. I think Tiger's up for the crack. So I think that'll be quite good tonight. Just good to see live golf again. Eh?
8 o'clock, you said?
8 o'clock. That's 8 p.m.
That's a few bears on the sofa.
Again.
It's a sun. Is it a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
Probably. Maybe one of them.
Right, so back to, obviously golf started in England last week.
Yep.
It seems to have went well, and potentially we are going to start back Friday.
Friday.
Depends what she says on Thursday.
I think we're back Friday. I'm pretty convinced we're all back on Friday, yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. Ready to rock.
Ready to rock, man. Brilliant. Do you know the ironic thing is, I'm dying for a game of golf. Golf opens up on Friday. What's happening? Straight back to work. When am I going to get a game of golf? I just want to see the ball flying in the air. Instead of hitting into a fucking net. Trackman's great, but I just want the real thing.
I just want to see a big divot going.
I just want to feel turf. I know, that's exactly it. Oh. You and your big divots, I tell you.
Can't be a big divot. Especially the impact position.
That's it, a couple of pumps.
Right.
Friday, 29th, back on. Quite a few rules, though, eh?
Right.
It's not just a case of turning up. So I've got Scottish Golf sent out a document. Boom, there it is.
Keep going, I'm going to get another beer.
Aye, okay. And wait for a beer. How professional are you? Middle of a podcast and he's just left the screen away next door for a beer. Well, I can't argue because I was doing exactly the same earlier on. So there's a few rules. I'll wait until he comes back.
I'm here. Back.
You're
Chris
there.
Next
Did
door.
You get me a beer?
Cheers. There you go.
Good lad. So the main points, just reading through this from Scottish Golf, we all need to adhere to this, because if we don't adhere to this, not just at our golf club, but every golf club in Scotland, we'll get shut down. So everyone has to play by the rules with us. And the most important thing, I think, is obviously playing in two balls. You can play on your own, play in a two ball. You can play a three ball, you play a four ball, but they're only allowed to have people from two households within that group of four, three or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so me, you, Andy and Rick, that's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Andy and two households. Daniel. Two households, yeah.
So Andy and Daniel could play with Rick and Ellie.
Ellie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does Daniel stay at home?
Oh, no, he's moved.
So he can't, unless he's staying at home, just now in lockdown. Right.
Okay.
So it's quite strict. So manning that's going to be hard. I don't know how we're going to man that from a golf point of view. I mean, I couldn't golf with my mother or my brother or myself because we live in three different households. So, but then when we turn up on that tee, the golf club I remember at, the pro might think, you know, he stays his mum or whatever. So quite a hard one to man.
Possibly. Is that up to the club to decide, every golf club to decide what they're allowing, whether it's two, three or four, or is it?
Aye, I think so. So it says here, daily timesheets and intervals at the discretion of the golf club. The following groupings will be permitted on resumption of play. Individual playing golf on their own, two-ball golf with household members or with a non-household member, so long as they adhere to the government's physical distancing rules. And then at the discretion of the golf club and subject to adherence of only mixing with one other household, groups can play in three or four balls. So that's discretion of the golf club. Your two ball is fine because it's obviously going to be a maximum of two households at a limited distance. So it's up to the club. We're going to start off, I'm pretty sure we're starting off as two balls for nine holes. So two nine holes running at the same time. So we can get as many members on as we possibly can.
What's the... Obviously members are having to book online.
Mm-hmm.
Have they got a time slot where they have to turn up to the car park? And they can't turn up any earlier, etc.
Well, we're really hoping it's manning that as well as a thing. Anemia will go out. Kind of hope common sense prevails. I kind of hope you don't get 10 guys booking five times in a row from 9:30, 9:40, 9:50, 10 and 10 past 10, but all turn up at 9:30 to decide who's playing with who.
Yeah, yeah.
It really has to be you two have booked it at 9:30, turn up at 9:20, 25, get to the tee, go play. But don't wait on your pals afterwards. Just turn up, play your two ball, come home. If you want to have the chat and discuss scores and things afterwards, just what we're doing just now, FaceTime Messenger, you can get 10 or 12 of you on there and you can have a laugh. But I just hope people, because it'll ruin it for others if people do meet up early to try and see their pals or wait afterwards. I mean, pop into the shop, check in. If you see your pal on the way past, give them a wave, sound, just move on, or stick a finger up on them. Exactly.
It's a social wave.
Exactly. But also, it interestingly says here as well, through Scottish Golf, that it says competition play is not recommended in phase one of reintroduction. So it's not recommended. But then it immediately says, if clubs choose to run any competitions, they should be for members only and should follow the RNA guidelines set out in Schedule 1, which is Schedule 1 is pretty much bog standard stuff. You don't sign you sign your own card and you verbally agree at the end that was your score. And then you text your score into the clubhouse, so there's less contamination and things like that. So it's kind of what it was like before we were locked down, you know, when we're on social distancing before lockdown. It's the same rule as that. So we can't have competitions. I think personally, from our point of view, we'll let things run for a month or so, see how things go before any competitive plays back in place. But at least it does not ban competitions altogether. So we could still be playing for handicap in 4 or 5 weeks' time or so.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good, because as you know...
That's the world handicap system.
That'll kick in November. I don't think there's any change to that. I think that kicks in November. So it'll still be on the Congo system until then.
Yeah.
But that's it. Dead simple, eh? Oh. And then there's a million other rules on where to walk, where not to walk, what to do with buggies and things, but that's the same as every other club.
Because you can hit the ball back on the green. Because if you're just playing a bounce, you're not going to hold it. There's going to be gimmies. So, but you could hit the ball back, but you can't pick up and throw it, can you? It's just...
Nah, I think you can... Aye.
It's just remembering all this, isn't it? It's like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, yeah.
It's everybody will track, like, common sense, but it's just... It's memory. It's like when I was just out for a walk with the dog there, and you're at the park, and you meet somebody, and you're standing and chatting, you're 2 metres away, without even realising, you edge closer.
Yeah.
You do. It's just an automatic reaction to edge closer and closer, and you're like, oh shit, right, step back a wee bit. But it's...
That's right. We'll get used to it, though. I'm sure. Well, kids are the worst. Oh. Kids get closer and closer all the time.
Yeah.
You just need your mind. But you're right, it's triggering that. Well, I don't know. Get T-shirts on. Keep your distance. I'm reeking. I'm gonna set the shop up that I'm gonna have some arrows as you go in the front door of the golf club. You go in the right hand door, right the left hand door, you know, as the there's double doors there. And there'll be arrows with footprints to tell you where to stand and wait, and they'll be 2 meters apart. And there'll be a hand sanitizing station there. So I'll have a sign saying you must sanitize your hands before coming to the shop. So come into the shop, check in. Once you've done your stuff in the shop, come back out. You can sanitize on the way out if you want. But at least whatever they touch in the shop, I know they've cleaned their hands before they come in, so it shouldn't be any cross-contamination there. Of course, I'll clean the shop as the week goes on and just keep on top of that. But going back to what you were saying about on the green, you know, handing somebody's ball, you would kind of hope most folk have got a wee small sanitizer in their pocket of some description that they use now and again. Just a hard one to man, isn't it?
It's not for us to man, but it's just trying to remember, isn't it? It's still a learning experience for everybody just now.
Right, absolutely.
But it'll be good. Guarantee it pisses the rain for the next 2 weeks now.
It's funny, I got an email the other day from somebody on the committee who works with competitions and things, and they said that. They said, I guess we'll be golfing soon because that's the weather starting to change. it's been so nice, isn't it?
I know. But it's good. Ah, well, good. What other golf chat have we got? You made a video this week?
I made a video. Did I make a video this week? Yes, I made a video on YouTube. I have to think about that there. I made a video called Golf Made Easy with Small Changes. So I had Trackman on the go. And it was talking about the difference of standing too close to the ball or too far away from the ball, but also how that can benefit your game. So standing further away, does it make the ball go higher or lower? Standing closer, does it make the ball go lower or higher? And it was quite interesting. I used Trackman, I hit a normal shot, I hit a ball standing too far away and a ball standing too close, and how the body reacts to that and how it changes the dynamic loft. And I can give you the answer if you want. If you stand too far away, you add more loft. I try to keep the swing exactly the same. If you stand like 2 or 3 inches further away than normal, your club head will pass your hands, the dynamic loft will be up, so you get hit the ball higher. So if you've got an obstacle to go over, stand further away from it. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, opposite, if you stand too close to the ball or closer than normal, of course, you're bringing the handle of the club closer to your body, so therefore the shaft leans further forward, takes loft off, and you get more of that sort of stinger shot because you purely reacted to the ball being too close. And it was all just the experiment of the track man that found that out. Without even trying to change the dynamics of the swing or the motion of the swing, just changing distance from the ball changed ball flight quite dramatically.
I had a few stingers this week into the net. I got my one iron, I think I said a couple of weeks ago, I got my one iron re-gripped. My old one iron, my first ever set of clubs when I was 14.
Butter knife.
Swilkin, St Andrew's Swilkin, one iron. Nice. If you hit it wrong off the mat, it stings like fuck.
Oh, aye, you know about that, eh?
It wasn't the going over the fence that was going to be the issue. It was going through the fence. But aye, we'll bring that up for a shot on the track, man.
Aye, we will do.
Aye,
we will.
30-year-old set of clubs. My first ever set. Mm-hmm. One iron. Beautiful.
Really, Mark Crossmill's doing some good stuff just now on his YouTube channel. He's comparing old against new, so old Titleist stuff against new Titleist stuff. Yeah. And it's really good. The findings are really good. Quite enjoying watching that. He's got some good stuff there. We were getting into that before we locked down. You know, the hickory sort of stuff and playing left-handed and all that. So getting more of that on the go and track man and filming that would be quite good.
Are you going to go back up the range?
What, a coaching facility?
Yeah.
I will, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the PGA have said we're allowed to coach when we're back, as long as the social distancing is in place. So I'll get Stevie Boy to draw out some markers on where to stand, where not to stand. But coaching has to be outdoors. You can't do it in the bay, so, I mean...
Can't do it in the bay?
Nah, there's just not enough room to stay 2 metres apart, so it'd have to be outdoors for coaching.
Right.
There is an argument going around, though, at driving ranges. It's quite funny, actually. Like driving ranges, are driving ranges classes an indoor facility or an outdoor facility?
Ah.
I mean, and a couple of PGA pros said, I'll tell you right now, he says, when it's the middle of January and I'm standing there with four layers on, a pair of mitts, a pair of fucking Galvin greens and a hat on, it's a fucking outdoor facility.
That's a bit like the Jaffa Cake question.
It's a what, sorry?
Jaffa Cake question.
Jaffa Cake question? What's a Jaffa Cake question?
Is it a cake or a biscuit?
Ooh, why? How do you know the difference between a cake and a biscuit?
Don't know.
When they go off, a cake goes hard and a biscuit goes soft. Get that up, you!
No, if I'm a biscuit and I'm off.
Oh, what am I like? This is the podcast, like, I tell you what, we're brilliant.
Oh, man. Oh, Denny. But you're right, there is a driving range. I would class driving range as an outdoor facility. It's open.
It's not enclosed.
No.
Mm-hmm. I would class that as an outdoor facility.
Yeah.
When you look at, like, say, you go to the Braids in Edinburgh, and not where you're getting taught or getting fit, but your actual bay that you hire out, there's, you can see the next bay, it's just a
shed.
There's only a roof on top of you.
Aye, aye.
And a wall behind you, and there's no walls either side of you. That'd be classed as an outdoor facility.
Uh-huh. It's interesting because my friend's he's captain of the bowling club this year through Livingston. Mm-hmm. So bowls is allowed to start on Friday as well as is fishing.
Right.
And they were saying that they've got the grass and that's getting cut, and it's there's six, is it rinks or lanes in outdoor bowls? I can't remember.
Pass.
But anyway, there's six bits to play in. They could play on 1, 3, and 5, but once they've done that, there's a crossover time and they've got to sanitise the mats and whatever else. Then the other people come on and do 2, 4, and 6. Then they've got to sanitise the mats and change it over. A lot more complicated than what golf's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because outdoor. And you think bowls would be... I thought bowls would be easier. But then he's telling me this and I'm going, no, really.
You're all sharing quite a lot of equipment there.
Yeah. Unless you take your own bowls, but you're sharing the mats.
Aye. Whereas with golf, you're touching nothing anywhere else you can touch.
Yeah.
Driving ranges are slightly different. I mean, you've got range balls, you've got range tokens, you've got baskets and things. I know coronavirus doesn't last nearly as long on things that are outdoors. It doesn't really breed outdoors, it's more indoors. It stays on the surface for 72 hours, but when it's outdoors, it's nowhere near that.
Yeah.
So like your handles, your baskets and things, it's probably okay, but definitely wash them down. I mean, we're going to, once we get the range open, so we're going to open the golf course for a couple of weeks. Week two, we'll probably open the range. We'll have hand sanitizer stuff up there as well, guidelines to follow, and then I'll coach after about maybe 3 weeks before I open my coaching diary, because I want to be there to just make sure how the first tee's running and just make sure everyone's just to get a feel for it all again, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Before I do any coaching. Most of my coaching will be in the evenings. I'm just going to change the model altogether. I'll just work in the shop all day, then coach after work rather than being pulled backwards and forwards. But certainly, the balls thing, going back to that, there is more contact. That everyone using that same mat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird one, but fishing should never have been stopped, though.
Nah.
We could say the same for golf, but it's... At least it's coming back.
The thing is, if you didn't ban fishing, everyone would just be a fisherman.
Right. But that's what we were saying last night. Our golf clubs, although they're going through a hard time just now, may prosper from this because other sports are going to take longer to come back.
That's right.
We're talking about football, rugby, potentially January, February for amateur games to... start, I would say.
Yeah.
I would say that's the earliest I could see them starting. I can't see it before then. And there's no point in them starting in October, November, because that's winter time, and it's shit anyway. You might as well let them get through the bad, worst of the weather. So you're maybe even looking March, because we know that January, February aren't that nice.
Mm-hmm.
So that could lead to people joining golf clubs.
Mm-hmm. Aye. That's interesting about the football, I mean, or contact sports like that. So if it is March, that's pretty much a year.
Totally.
Because we were locked down on 23rd of March, so looking at a year without amateur football, that's crazy, isn't it?
You can't really see how they could come back before that.
No.
Unless there's a vaccine.
Mm-hmm. That's where golf could prosper. I mean, if golf clubs are clever enough and got the right marketing in place and contact the right people by contacting golf, by football clubs and rugby clubs and contact sport clubs and just saying, you know, as part of a membership, we can do something. We can have a certain membership category to help you guys out.
Yeah, totally.
And as long as you're not stepping on the toes of other members, I mean, there's, aye, absolutely, there's income.
Mm-hmm. No,
aye.
See
you
guys. Right,
aye.
We're up to 30 minutes again.
Anyway, that's never 30 minutes, I've only had half a beer.
You're slacking. I'm for a second.
I feel a wee bit, I'm aware now that I had a few whiskies yesterday.
Has it kicked in?
Just a wee bit. Maybe that's why the run was so good this morning, as you say, just a fuzzy run.
Did he feel it? So what's the plans for this week before opening, hopefully Friday?
Right, so I'm going up to I've got some stuff to do at the golf club on Wednesday, going up there and just organising things, getting ready to go. I'll do a video before that on the YouTube channel, Steve Johnson PJ. We'll do that, get a video there. But I'm just going to try and enjoy my last week off. Well, you cough. You can cough right now, mate. But I'm just going to enjoy that because it's just I've no staff now. Obviously, I can't afford staff because of what's happened, Evan. So I'm going to go back to a different model. So I'll be working pretty much every weekend forever going forward. But we'll sort hours out. That'll help. But I'm just going to spend some time with the family this week. And I don't know. There's not a lot you can do the way.
No, it's not. No, it's not the same. Although you're going back, like, because I'm still working as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing you can do.
I'm never off with the family. Never three of us off because I work most weekends anyway. It'd be like, be great if we're all just let's go for a meal or let's do something. But we're just the three of us are off in the house. Fucking every time I wake up in the morning, the wife looks at me as if to say, "Today's the day I might fucking murder you."
That's blows my mind.
Exactly. I might murder the wife today.
If I didn't have AstroTurf, I might have.
I can help you lift a couple of slabs, I'm sure.
I was considering putting a putting green at the front garden, though.
You mentioned that before.
I know, but now I'm really thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just lifting the grass at the front and making that a three-hole putting green. Nice. Mm-hmm. There's a nice slope on it as well for downhill, uphill, and cross. Just maybe a summer project. I could do it myself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Aye. Get the Hoover out. Just get the grass lawn mowed. Just get the Hoover out.
Aye.
Perfect.
Perfect. So maybe something to look at because we could do that.
Really?
Right. I think we'll wrap up.
Right. Well, enjoy the golf tonight. Everyone enjoy the golf. Absolutely.
Yes. This was another week's ramble, but it's been good.
Aye, we'll have a special guest next week. We'll get Noel or somebody back on next week, will we?
Aye.
Give him a wee shout, see what he's been up to. He's got a YouTube channel on the go now.
Yes.
We'll have a bit of chat to him about that, see who's getting on, see how lockdown's treating him, treating us. Just he's good to chat to.
Aye, aye. I miss his hugs, though. He gives you a big hug, eh?
Oh, there's you're a hugger.
Oh, there's nothing like a hug for Noel, though. No, no, he's the best hugs.
He just walked past him. He feels like he's been hugged.
He is Huggy Bear. Right.
Right, we're rambling.
Yep.
Right, let's go.
Bye.
And we'll see you next week.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.